Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago, or you can download the Wait Wait podcast for your computer or MP3 player. And we're on Twitter, one of the many ways we are just like Oprah. You can find us at twitter.com/waitwait. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello, Peter. This is Rajiv Dharmapurikar in Durham, North Carolina.
Hey, Rajiv, how are you?
Oh, doing well, doing
That's
well.
That's great. Durham is a beautiful place. We were just near there recently. What do you do there?
I run a software startup company, and I also sell handmade bobbleheads on eBay.
You sell handmade bobbleheads on eBay.
Yes.
Making a living doing this.
Well, yeah, it pays the bills.
That is awesome.
Well, we're glad to have you here. Carl Castle is going to read you now three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a winner. Ready to go?
Absolutely.
Here's your first limerick.
My soft furry friend snores like a log. Though a trip on words, he's not agog. While he's not quite literate, he's very considerate. I love to read to my...
dog?
Yes. You're his dog. According to recent research, kids who read to the household pet learn more quickly than those who read to adults. One supplier of listening ear dogs to school says, quote, the scheme works because the dogs are non-judgmental. They won't laugh at stammers or get impatient. This is probably because dogs are much more plot-focused. They're really interested in hearing exactly how Clifford came to be so big and so red. Organizers did offer some cautions. They referred to a lamented instance in which dogs became upset and jumped out the window after listening to the end of Old Yeller. Very good. Here is your next limerick.
My oddly shaped carrots smile smugly. See, we're not just clubs that are juggly. Despite our odd shape, we'll do in a scrape. You can sell us, although we are...
Unlike my bobbleheads, ugly.
Ugly. Everyone, bring your weird, warty beans out of hiding. The European Union has lifted its strict ban against ugly fruits and vegetables. Mm. No longer will deformed mangoes have to hide in the shadows of their perfectly formed brethren. The ban is intended to help families afford cheaper, their weird-looking fruits and vegetables. One organic farmer hailed the change, said, quote, we are about inner quality, not outer appearance, unquote. New rules will grade fruits and vegetables with the following scale, grade A, grade B, nice personality, and best eaten with the lights off.
You know the oranges that have a peel that's kind of too big and it's wrinkly, and my kids and I call them ugly oranges. Do you know the ones?
I think I do.
They're very sweet.
You mean the emotionally scarred ones?
Yes.
They have a lot to offer, you know.
Yes, I know.
Yes, the ones that are kind of shy and just face the bottom of the fruit bowl. No, I had no idea that any such organization existed.
There you are. All right, very good. Here is your last limerick.
The pigeon sneers, well, it's a start, but right now it looks like a flow chart. For a dog's wee-wee pad, it's really not bad, but please, darling, don't call it...
Can I hear it again?
You may.
The pigeon sneers, well, it's a start, but right now it looks like a flow chart. For a dog's wee-wee pad, it's really not bad, but please, darling, don't call it...
Art?
Art, yes. If you've ever thought that the pigeons on your window ledge were sneering at your velvet paintings of dogs playing poker, you were right. According to a study published in the journal Animal Cognition, pigeons are able to distinguish good art from bad art. The pigeons are placed in a chamber and shown pictures of children's art on a computer screen. If they pecked at the pictures that were deemed to be good art, they received a treat, while if they pecked at bad art, they received no treat and were humiliated with derisive sniffs from people holding wine glasses. Once trained, the pigeons proved themselves to be discerning art connoisseurs, consistently pecking at the good paintings more than the bad paintings. Turns out, all that pigeon poop on statues, informed criticism.
All right. This once again begs a question that has often come up on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, which is, who funds these studies? It's you, isn't it?
I was about to say, we do.
It's all of us. Yeah.
Otherwise, we'd have nothing to talk about. We pull. We take a collect. You know the money we've been collecting after each show? It's been for the study.
There is no study that somebody, that's a prank. There is absolutely no study where a pigeon looks at art and then pecks on it. First of all, if it was good art, now it has a pigeon peck on it.
Well, they're screens.
Look,
Paul.
Do you like the Van Gogh? Oh, no.
Carl, how did Rajiv do in our quiz?
Rajiv, you had 3 correct answers, so I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Well done.
Thank you. That's awesome.
Thank you, Rajiv.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.